This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Painter John McNaughton doesn't do subtle. In his latest painting, a barely recognizable President Obama peers from the canvas with narrowed eyes, clutching a burning copy of the U.S. Constitution. Not something you'd find at the Whitney Biennial, but it is all over Fox News and YouTube. Michael Hastings wrote about the art market's reaction to the controversial painter for BuzzFeed, and he's on the line with more. Michael, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hey, Virginia, how are you?
I'm very well. Tell us about John McNaughton. Who is he?
John McNaughton is quite a character. He's a 44-year-old white male artist. He lives in Provo, Utah. He was on a full art scholarship to Brigham Young University, which is obviously the Mormon university. And for the last 20 years, he'd painted landscapes. But starting in late 2009, he became, I guess one could say, radicalized or certainly politicized. And there was a political element to the series of paintings he's done since then.
So he is Mormon?
Yes, he's Mormon. Or at least he has a relationship with the Mormon Church. I mean, what's interesting is that his first painting that he did in this series is a picture of Jesus Christ out in front of the White House. And then in his next painting called Forgotten Man, he doesn't have Jesus, but instead he put President Obama in stamping out the Constitution. And then this most recent painting, One Nation Under Socialism, shows just President Obama burning the Constitution.
Describe Forgotten Man for us with a little more detail, if you don't mind.
Sure. The Forgotten Man is quite an interesting painting. And if you go on McNaughton's website, he actually details each character he puts in. So let me just take a step back. As your listeners probably know, Norman Rockwell was famous for actually using human models, and he'd set up these elaborate stage sets, and then that's how he'd paint his paintings. He'd actually look at human models dressed as firemen or whatever the scene he was painting. McNaughton does the same thing. So in Forgotten Man, he had an actor or a model play President Obama, and then he surrounded him with people playing the Founding Fathers, other presidents like Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Bill Clinton, and they're sort of looking on as President Obama, you know, destroys what, in their view, destroys the Constitution. Applauding, yes. Now, it's interesting. FDR and Clinton, the so-called big spending liberals, are applauding, but some of the other founding fathers are looking on with very displeased looks in their faces.
Here's a clip of John McNaughton. He's actually describing the painting. This is on his website, but it's also seen on YouTube. In fact, on YouTube by almost 3.8 million people. Here he is describing it.
Because of unconstitutional acts imposed upon the American people by our government, we stand on the precipice of disaster. The painting symbolically suggests the actions of Barack Obama, as well as other presidents. Yes, their actions speak louder than words, as do the brushstrokes in my painting.
Well, we did say subtlety is not really his hallmark.
No, it's not, but it's worked out for him incredibly, and this is what came out during the interview. One of his paintings has already been bought by Fox News host Sean Hannity, and he expects to sell one of the other paintings for $300,000, and thinks he can get six figures for this Forgotten Man painting.
Wow,
which is huge. I mean, there's only about 100 or so artists in the world who can command that kind of cash for their paintings.
But people can buy prints, I guess, for much less.
Yeah, that's where he makes most of his money off the prints, between $24, I think, and $400.
So critics, what are they saying about his work?
The critics, unsurprisingly, do not like John McNaughton. He was trashed by a New York Magazine critic, and McNaughton will tell you he's also been trashed in the liberal elite hotspots of New York and Cambridge, England. They say it's didactic. They say he doesn't understand socialism, and they say it's basically too on the nose.
The art world, of course, has also scoffed at Thomas Kincaid. Now, this is the highly populist painter of, you know, homespun scenes who died just recently. Have these overtly political works exposed maybe a market for extreme right-wing art?
I think there is. I mean, clearly President Obama has inspired some very interesting artwork from his political enemies. I mean, if you remember, if you look back at the famous picture of President Obama's face done up like the Joker from Batman, you know, and that was sort of this viral thing among conservative groups. And now you have that, you have this sort of market that's been codified, and you have someone actually making quite a bit of money selling these selling these paintings. And the paintings actually, they're pretty fascinating to look at. And if you go on to his website, you actually can go to the different figures. And there's one painting in The One Nation Under God where there's Jesus, and you have all these sort of icons of American life surrounding Jesus. And you go over one of them, and it says liberal news reporter, right? And then there's another one that says Mr. Hollywood. So it's kind of taking this right-wing conservative political discourse and putting it in very explicit terms in its artwork.
Do we have, I guess there are plenty of examples of left-leaning art.
Sure, sure.
I mean, I'm thinking of Shepard Fairey and his Obama Hope, you know, the guy who came up with the Obama Hope poster. It's funny because the art world does generally embrace, you know, much more irony in art, right?
But also
defends the right to be offensive. You know, we think of the Andrea Serrano or Chris O'Feely, you know, artists who've been under attack for, you know, what people don't deserve to be funded. So this is kind of an unusual pairing of conservatism and support for a controversial artist, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually quite edgy. I mean, the painting One Nation Under Socialism, which shows the president burning the Constitution, I mean, that's about as far as you go in terms of representing the president before you'd be, you know, called a racist. I mean, it's a pretty fine line that McNaughton's walking. Now, usually the controversy, though, as you say, is on the left, you know, for freedom of expression issues. Where here the controversy is, well, you know, what is he saying about the president? You know, an artist who's saying, I'm going to paint President Obama so he looks, quote, sinister. I mean, what does that say? And how does the art world sort of react to that? And they can ignore it. But on the other hand, you know, I always think that there can be sort of these significant cultural things happening that tell us a lot about where we are in a country, and I believe McNaughton's paintings definitely do that.
Well, of course, art as investment property has become very popular, especially in the last 10 or 15 years. Are these works going to stand the test of time? Are they going to be worth something 10 years, 100 years from now?
Well, Sean Hannity hopefully hopes so. He's already bought one, and he tweeted the other day after we did our story that he wants to buy this other one. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, these will become collector's items at the very least. You know, that represent this moment in time. The first African American president is fighting for his life, essentially, to become you know, to obviously keep his job for the next 4 years in this very strange political culture where the right has been totally radicalized, and you have these paintings that are almost like velvet Elvises, you know, that are popping up, and people are buying them by the bucketful.
Michael, I really want to thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Michael Hastings, a writer for BuzzFeed. He's also a contributor to Rolling Stone and author of The Operators, the wild and terrifying inside story of America's war in Afghanistan. There's a link to see his article at wordofmouthradio.org, where you can also see some examples of John McNaughton's artwork and the YouTube video of the painter describing The Forgotten Man and other paintings.